Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Lincoln, Kia, Hyundai, great new inventory. Maybe pre-owned inventory fits your budget. They have a great selection and the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. Sales staff that works with you because your budget means everything and customer service means everything to them. And the service department, second to none. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day.
Oh, that's right. We do that, don't we?
Oh, it's just the show just goes into.
I was doing so well.
The eau de toilette.
Oh, man. I was doing so well.
Is your end of the game call when they won the district championship there?
I don't know.
It's on the computer.
I don't know where it is.
It's on the computer.
I don't know where
just
it is.
Just look where it is. It is. You'll find it. Yeah, well, go ahead. Why don't you play that back? And we can put that foul in.
That was a good week for me, by the way. I got a Steve Jones call of the day twice.
I know. Did you find it yet?
I don't know where Matt has it.
I mean, do you want to recreate it for us?
No. I don't remember exactly what I said.
Oh.
I took your advice. I did not plan it. I left it happen.
And?
Well, it seemed to work out all right.
Yeah, exactly. It was very good. You don't know where Matt put it.
No, I don't.
It's probably under the file labeled the suit.
We have a file there?
Well, he may not be the best color analyst out there.
He's not the best producer.
Jack and I, Dick and I, all been texting back and forth. There's an assistant coach that Penn State's looking at for basketball, so I texted Dick the name. And you know, Dick lives in Yardley, and it's just across the river from Trenton. And, of course, the running joke is from Dick, anytime we bring up Trenton, we have to pronounce it the way they do there. It's Trenton.
Trenton.
It's Trenton.
Trenton.
So I texted the name of this guy, and Dick texted me back. I'm not giving you the name. It says, good dude, known him forever. He's from Trenton. With that, anytime I need to go to the Mountain of Wisdom, I always find at the summit Neil Coulong.
Yes, he's climbing steadily today. It's been a crazy last couple days, particularly in Steeler Nation. And I'm doing my best to try to figure it out. I'm glad you guys have me here to help me do that.
So, what have you figured out so far today?
That, by and large, the Pittsburgh Steelers are operating this offseason in a manner that I don't think we've ever seen, certainly not in the age of free agency. But we don't see a team push itself to the top of the cap and then drop below it several million dollars to go back to the top of the cap again and drop below it again, which is what just happened in the last 20 minutes. The Steelers having released cornerback Steven Nelson more or less per his request when I would imagine – the two sides were not able to come to an agreement on an extension, which I would guess the Steelers wanted to to sign him to this offseason, and considering the size of the cornerback market, which is to say you have players that are very comparable to Steven Nelson making $13, $14 million on 3-4 year deals, something like that, it's pretty tough for both sides to find an agreement unless the Steelers, you know, were willing to pay him that, which I'm guessing they weren't. Otherwise, they probably wouldn't have had the problems they had. But by and large, the Steelers lost another starter. That's, what, six now, I think?
Yes.
And retained the one free agent that they had that I felt was the least likely for them to retain. Juju Smith-Schuster coming back on a one-year deal was pretty much the scenario I believe I told you last week was impossible to happen. It's been a crazy couple days. None of these moves are typical of past Steelers off season, and it's made things very exciting and very interesting. I'm just not sure how much better the team has gotten, if at all, or if that's even their goal.
Well, it's interesting because the NFL is like most leagues. In college, of course, it is the transfer portal. In the NFL, it's free agency. You can't build a team through free agency. I mean, you can lose a team through free agency, but you can't build one.
No, it's pretty tough to do that. You can't in the NFL, unlike college, it's much more of a longer-term sort of thing. In college, I understand the cliche, win now. I mean, everybody has that. But in the sure. NFL, there's more development that takes place because you have more time to do that. When you're reloading like an Alabama would be doing, you're bringing in star athletes and you're giving them very workable assignments to get on the field and star in what you're doing. And you expect them to go to the NFL. Players who are transferring now provide kind of an immediate need. You'd almost look at them as, you know, kind of mid-level free agents that a team might build in. They're not a core group, though. In the NFL, you want to build a core group for the sake of continuity. Philosophically, it makes sense. These guys fit the things that you want to do, that you need to do, and it helps you manage your costs. You have a better idea of how much you're spending, certainly on your most important guys. These are the guys that are going to do the most things for you that you need to do based on the philosophy of how you want to play the game. So free agency, you're not typically finding core guys. Some of that is you don't really know them particularly well.
Yeah.
You need to understand who they are, how to coach them. That's something that takes a little bit of time. Free agency shortens your timetable with that. Obviously, they're a lot more expensive. You know, a team ultimately doesn't want to have to spend $300 million on its roster if it can get away with spending $180 like they do now. So you draft the cheaper players that you can build and develop in your style of football and make them your players. Bringing in other guys who have already been somewhere else and, you know, perhaps have medical issues that you don't know about, all those things play into it. You can build a base. In fact, I'd even argue that you absolutely need to be somewhat active in free agency to replace immediate holes while looking to develop other positions. But it can't be the root of your business model in the NFL. You're not going to get good results, and you're going to have to keep doing it. The more you get in free agency, the more you're going to have to get later. The draft has to be your base for, you know, primarily for financial reasons, but for long-term stability. You need to have the guys at an affordable price that you're building with and making bringing them up to their ceilings. When the free agents are, you know, quality players, but role players, contributors, you're saving more money overall, and you're leaving your key positions or your key, you know, strategy players open to development and relying on them to do the things that you need them to do instead of somebody that has already been coached, is now expensive and might take some time to get to know or to coach the way that you need them to or to really understand who they are as players. It's a tough balancing act. This is just kind of a weird free agency year, certainly for the Steelers, but across the league. I mean, the cap being lower than it was,
right,
and with the expectation that the cap is going to be much higher next year, you're seeing a lot of guys signing essentially one-year contracts, and that's kind of what Pittsburgh's doing right now as well. So it seems to me like their aim is more for 2022 than it is this season, and next offseason is going to be just as crazy. Perhaps the most crazy we've ever seen as far as activity goes with the Steelers.
All right. So as you and I have talked about many times, I brought this up a few years ago in the show with you, that what you do in free agency then sets up your mindset for the draft. As of today, what should the Steelers' mindset for the draft be?
Simply put, I think the Steelers are going to have to draft all. They have seven picks, I believe. They're going to have to, or was it, maybe it's eight. Every player they draft is going to have to be a guy that they can count on to make their roster this year. I understand that seems overly simple, but they oftentimes draft guys expecting to not be able to keep them on the 53-man roster, and they look to put them on the practice squad. I think they have to keep every guy they have. They don't have much of a roster. There are not many guys signed. They've got more cap space now, which I expect them to use on another free agent or two. But they have holes in their team, depth-wise, that they're going to have to fill. And that's going to have to be done by, you know, typically, let's put it this way, teams don't, not every player that's drafted by a team makes the 53-man roster at the end. That's not right. Even all that common across the league. Mm-hmm. Your practice squad is oftentimes comprised at least with, you know, two, maybe three guys that you just drafted. So they're taken as kind of developmental projects. I've heard that there's kind of an unspoken agreement, a draft pick in that season. If a team cuts them, you don't pick them up off waivers unless you sort of know that you can pick them up, because teams want to be able to develop and not look to poach somebody else's rookie, a guy that they drafted, that they put time and effort into, that they've paid. Whether that's true or not, I don't know exactly, but I think we've seen examples of that throughout the years. But this year, I don't think the Steelers can really aim for that. I think all of their guys are going to have to make the team. That's pending whatever other moves they might be looking to make in free agency here. But they've got holes. There are guys that they're going to have to sign in free agency, or they're going to have to expect the rookie to step up and play right away.
1 year ago, the collective bargaining agreement was approved by the players by a vote of 1,019 to 959, 60 votes. Peter King in his Football Morning in America column said that came out to an average of 32 votes for yes, 30 votes for no per team. That narrow margin avoided a lockout and kept the league playing, and it set up the TV deal, which they were able to negotiate knowing that they had labor peace. How close were we to having a big NFL problem?
I think it was just that close. And I remember us talking about that last year leading into it. I didn't see really from the player's perspective at that point, I didn't see a way to avoid a lockout. I the amount of things that were on the table, I didn't anticipate the players would be in favor of it. But then what we're forgetting in that is that the NFL is very, very smart. What they did was unsolicited, put a fairly extensive minimum salary increase to the bottom level of the NFL. What they're essentially saying by that is we're buying the votes of more than two-thirds of your union because those guys don't make any money. They're getting a substantial raise when they know that their average expectancy of career in the NFL is 3 years. They could get more money up front and not care about the significant issues that are on the table. In other words, a guy like James Pierre, an undrafted rookie free agent with the Steelers, got a pretty extensive raise, like a 33% raise to vote for this, essentially, not literally. But he's getting a significant amount of money, whereas J.J. Watt, Aaron Rodgers, these guys don't care about that. It doesn't make a difference to them.
No.
They're going to vote the other way because they can afford a lockout. They can yell up and down all they want how they have to look out for each other and blah, blah, blah. But the reality is the player at the bottom level, they're not a part of that discussion. It's a completely fractured and divided union, and it always will be by definition because the level of classism that exists within it is so stark. I mean, you really can't get past Bud Dupree, who just signed a $16.5 million a year contract with the Tennessee Titans, is completely different than Joe Haig, North Dakota State right. alum, who the Steelers just signed. Right. One is making 16 times what the other one is making. Mm-hmm. Long-term, Joe Haig does not have the same kinds of priorities as far as the union goes as Bud Dupree would. So the NFL really, in the literal sense, divided and conquered in this deal. And it took a lot for them to be able to do that. It was a very, very close vote. If the NFL did not do something like that, and this will probably end up being something they'll always have to do as far as labor goes, mm-hmm. They wouldn't have a deal. And the things that they're negotiating on, which were, back then, another game, liability issues as far as injuries go, mm-hmm. Deferred payments, things like that, they would not have been able to win that battle. So they basically bought out the poor class of the NFL union with this raise, and that's, a couple drips in the bucket to them. So it's tough beating big business, and that the union, in my opinion, didn't win the battle in the sense that they got a substantial amount more. They did get another 0.5% of revenue, which is good for them. Mm-hmm. But that's probably cost of living more than anything in their terms. But overall, I don't think that the union can say that they won that battle, except for the fact that they're playing and they're getting paid. And I think that's a valuable bargaining chip in the whole thing.
Do you have an Amazon Prime subscription? And if so, on Thursday nights, do you plan to use it?
I do, and yes, I will watch it. They did a couple last year. It worked out pretty well. I didn't notice much of a difference. It's certainly forward thinking of them to want to access, the latest of technology and see what they can do with that. I think they can get creative with how they're packaging their product. And we've talked about this before too. Thursday night is a great testing ground for them to do different things. And it doesn't just have to be, crazy colored uniforms. They can add technology into it. You can experiment with more things. I'm willing to bet if we were to read over the language of the contract between the NFL and Amazon, a lot of it is going to be about technology. I think they're going to want to try different things, not from a competitive standpoint, but the yellow line on the field, different camera angles, maybe, experiments with the broadcast itself, what they have in the booth, who they have in the booth, how they do that. They have ample opportunity at what's kind of considered to be a lesser desired game. The ratings of that aren't going to be great anyway. I mean, they'll be good for the NFL, but they're definitely the lowest that they have during the week. It has some utility in that sense, but I think their best intentions with this would be to test out the full arsenal of their technology that they have available over the next decade. And it's a great partner to be able to do that with.
My friend, always a pleasure. Appreciate it very much. Great time talking with you, and interesting times for the Steelers.
Definitely. I'm going to get back to it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Neil Coulong will come back at the Suits analysis of where the Steelers are in a moment. We were going to save it for the after show, but we're forced to under contract to do it now. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years. It's a party.
Disco Inferno.
The suit walks into the room. White jacket. White slacks. Then takes off the jacket. Starts twirling it around. Knocks over four lamps. All right, great to have you with us on the show today. What?
It's like the scene from Airplane where he throws the white jacket. Comes right Hayes. Back at him.
Yeah, Robert Hayes. That'd be you.
It would be.
Oh, so, as promised, I believe this is a sponsored segment, the Suits take on where the Steelers are right now.
In a nightmare scenario, they need a quarterback, a running back, an offensive line, and a couple of guys in the secondary. And I think Neil's absolutely right. Every one of the guys that they draft right now had better be ready to play, and I think they're looking at 22.
This segment brought to you by Wisconsin Cheesemakers. It's the perfect cheese to go with your wine.
Saw that one coming. Listen, they've got a they have a problem at running back. I mean, Connors is a decent running back, but he's not an everyday pounded kind of back. He can't take that kind of hit.
He's going to sign with somebody else. He's gone.
And they have no one behind him. Last time that kid from Kentucky had a decent game was when he played Penn State.
Well, as you know, I have a saying about certain people. This is not to put them down. Because to me, to make the league, you got to be darn good to make the league. All right, so let's be honest there. But the Steelers running backs after Connor all fall into the category of just another guy. That's about where they are. They're just another guy.
That's right.
And that's just a fact. It's not a put down. Rondale Moore ran a 4.29 40 today at the Purdue Pro Day. That'll help him. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Lincoln, Kia, Hyundai. Great new inventory. The best. Maybe pre-owned inventory is what your budget is telling you. Best selection anywhere with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. Sales staff works with you because customer service means everything. Great service department. Take care of the life of that vehicle. That's your investment. That's your baby. That's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and online at sunburymotors.com. We were going to make up for the play-by-play call of the day. Had it all set to go, and then somebody lost it.
Oh, no, I got it back now.
Here's your opportunity to make up for lost time.
They don't have a timeout. The Sixers lead 101 to 100, and the Knicks have to go the length of the floor. Alec Burks will play in. Thibel's in the game. New York plays it in to Randle. Randle dribbling, picked up by Tobias at midcourt. Julius Randle driving, hangs, fires, shot in the air, around and out, and the Sixers survive. They win by a point, 101 to 100. The Knicks can't believe it. Tobias Harris with two free throws.
Tom McGinnis with a call on the Sixers radio network. And it's the Knicks. They lost. They should believe it. All right. So, spring training baseball today. The Pirates beat the Twins 1-0. And after losing to the Pirates, Rocco Baldelli was fired as the Twins man. I'm just kidding. Adam Frazier homered in the game for the Pirates in the sixth inning. He's having a great spring, by the way. He's hitting .586. The Phillies will take on the Blue Jays this evening. And it may be where the Blue Jays play part of their season. Well, actually, the game's going to be in Clearwater tonight. All right, that's in Clearwater this evening. But it looks like the Blue Jays may have to start the season in Florida. And
they have travel restrictions going back to Canada?
Canada, yeah. The reason why. That's why the Raptors are playing in Tampa. The Raptors are not playing in Toronto right now. They're playing in Tampa. The Phillies are hitting a robust .220 this spring training as a team. Very impressive.
It's spring.
See, nothing gets past you.
They're trying things.
Like what? Hitting?
Trying to hit. Trying to pitch.
By the way, Zach Wheeler's going to pitch the start for the Phillies today. It's going to be Roman Quinn, JT Realmuto, Bryce Harper, Rhys Hoskins, D.D. Gregorius, Gene Segura, Scott Kingery, and Torres will be the third baseman. Wheeler's going to be on the mound. So,
this is a pivotal year for Kingery, I think.
And I think the Toronto lineup, I think Dave Steeb is going to try and pitch again. All right, so just kidding. It's an important year for a lot of guys. I mean, you got to be able to. You got to keep yourself in this game on track. I've talked often about the ability to keep your career alive. Well, you got to be able to keep your career alive through performance. You have to have some value. Let's talk about value for a moment. What's a controversy right now in college sports at the moment? And that is the weight rooms, the disparity in weight rooms between the men's and women's tournaments, and the gifts that were given out. Okay. How can you possibly, as an organization, botch this? How can you botch this? The NCAA runs both tournaments. You're telling me that they didn't sit down and say, look, we're going to have 132 teams, 68 for the men, 64 for the women, so 132. So we buy 132 teams worth of gifts for everybody and dole them out to each team. We buy 132 sets of team meals for everybody with options or whatever. How do you botch this up? I don't see how an organization that's sponsoring both tournaments doesn't sit there and just bulk buy for both and just, here you go, here you go, here you go. I am so, and not only that, Mark Emmert, in typical Mark Emmert fashion, doubled down on it the other day. What are you doing doubling down? You botched it, okay? That's the part that gets me. You're running both tournaments. You don't buy 132 sets of the same thing for everybody? You only buy 68 sets of one? Oh, yeah, you guys get to purchase 64 sets of the other. Just buy 132 sets of everything you need. And buy 132 sets of the meals that you need. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, whatever. Of all the same stuff. Don't get it. That's the part that confuses me about this. The NCAA runs both. You didn't just sit there and say, okay, look, we got 132 teams. So we're going to buy 132 sets of the same gifts for everybody. Different sizes, whatever, the whole deal, but, you know. That's the part that just boggles my mind. How inefficient an organization are you that you don't think that way? I mean, seriously. And then, of course, Emmert doubles down on it. Well, you know, well, what? Okay, can't you run an organization with common sense? Oh, hold on. I have somebody that runs an organization. Can you run it by common sense? I get no answer.
Oh, you were asking me that question. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's just...
The answer then would be no. I guess I answered that one for you.
I take that back.
You should be able to, yes.
But you're running this, okay? You're running two tournaments, but it's the same kind of tournament. So don't you make it easy on yourself and say, okay, we're going to invite 132 teams, 68 men, 64 women. But let's just do everything in bulk. Let's buy 132 sets of whatever the gifts happen to be, 132 sets of towels, 132 sets of, You know, so, you know, there's 15 towels each team, 132 sets of water bottles, 132 sets of whatever, iPads. I don't care what the gift happens to be. Okay? And everybody, just and you just dole out some in the San Antonio area. You dole out a whole bunch in the Indianapolis area. And you go from there. What is so difficult about doing it that way? And these guys botched it up. The old saying, they could botch up a one-person parade. It's that's the part that I find mind-boggling. I find it mind-boggling that, you know, now the weight room thing, I don't know. I can't really, I'll be honest with you, I rarely, if ever, see our guys using the weight room on the road. I mean, I've seen them do pool therapy and things like that. But, they, you know, now I think part of this, the weight room stuff is because of extended stay, not because of the initial weekend of the tournament. So when you have extended stay, because it's going to be in one area, but I think part of the weight room deal with the men's side of it is that I think they're trying to think if they're using some of the Colts facility to do that. But that's doesn't matter. It has to be the same, although I don't know how often the weight room is used. And now normally, you know, in season, you actually are lifting weights. I mean, that's something that's changed over time. Dwight Gault has the football players in season getting lifts in. Greg Miskinis, for both the men and women's basketball teams, has them during the course of the season getting lifts in. Now, it's not like the off-season regimen, but it is just to keep the tone going. And maybe that's the purpose of what they're trying to do for Indianapolis and San Antonio. But it has to be the same. It has to be the same. How the NCAA botched this up, I'll never know. It is not a difficult problem. It's not even remotely a difficult problem. It's not even remotely an issue. You sit down and say, okay, let's just sit down. What are we getting everybody? When we mean everybody, we've got two basketball tournaments to run here. What are we getting everybody? Right? Everybody just makes a decision. Well, like this. Okay, we're done. Yeah, if you want to get different colors of water bottles, for example, for the women's tournament to the men's, they're fine. Who cares? But you just buy in bulk. I sat back and I looked at that and go, how can you possibly botch the gift bags up? And evidently, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. You wonder why everybody looks at them cross-eyed on stuff. And then Emmert doubles down. Like, stop doubling down. This isn't the first time you've been wrong on something. Trust me. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors. Great to have you with us on the show today. It's been an adventurous couple of hours here as the Suits tried to fight his way through a myriad of problems.
It's kind of a flashback in time for you, wasn't it? I didn't say it was a good flashback now. I just said it was a flashback.
Been a lot of struggles. So used to a smooth-running ship. Now I see icebergs everywhere.
Iceberg right ahead!
I mean, that day that you looked at all of us and said, I can smell ice. I'm like, oh, no. So that's not good. Your new nickname is Captain Smith. All right, so. Oh, my goodness. You got 132 teams. You can't buy them all the same thing. I mean, how long does that meeting take? I'm sure there's a committee, there's a subcommittee to a committee, right? Just get five people in a room and go, okay, let's just hammer out what we're going to do here for everybody. What's everybody going to get here? We're going to make sure we got this, this, and this. Does it all fall into the gauge of the money? I think it's $550 is the max number they can get worth of gifts. Bang, 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 bang. And voila, we've now made it even and easy for everybody, including the organizers.
But you had a point earlier. It's like when they're divvying everything up and they're going, we don't quite have enough to be equal. We'll let it go.
I think what they did was that two different groups decided. Instead of like just saying, okay, we have 68 teams for the men, 64 for the women, we have 132, okay, everybody gets the same thing. Okay. I think each group made their own decision, and one didn't come out right. We want autonomy. No. Okay. We put five people in a room, and we're done in an hour. Okay. Instead, we got a subcommittee that leads to a committee, which leads to a... It's just a mess. It's a mess. It's like watching a press conference where they go through and they make this long statement. Then about 7 or 8 minutes in, then they actually get to the part that you need, when they just should have led with the part that you need, ask some questions, and get the heck out of there. It's like, oh, unreal the way things are done today. Just make it simple. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. How many times have I told you to keep it simple?
I ran out of fingers and toes to count.
I said, just keep it simple. It's okay. These guys try to complicate everything. And then I can't believe this turned out this way. Really? You can't believe it's hey, seriously, the whole meeting should have taken 1 hour. I mean, really, 1 hour. What are we giving everybody? Okay, anybody got a calculator? Let's boom, boom, boom. How much? Okay, does this get to 550? Ding, 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 ding. Yes. Okay. Start ordering. You order the towels. You order the water bottles. You order the sanitizer. You order, you know, you got some of the stuff that was put in there. And you ship a whole bunch down. 64 sets of them down to San Antonio. You ship 68 sets of them to Indianapolis, and you start dropping off stuff in rooms. We're done. And guess what? There's no need for a press conference to discuss it. You know you're too big of an organization when. You know you've lost control of your organization when. You have to have the ability to keep it simple. It's all right. Believe it or not, this is not a complicated thing. This is not. There was not a complicated solution needed to somehow make it work. Everybody gets the same thing. Okay. What might that same thing be? Well, we should get this, 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 this. Okay. Anybody got a calculator? Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, okay. We're under the limit. We did fine. We're good. Boom. Here you go. Start ordering. Make sure it's all logoed. Okay? Make sure that if something is specifically logoed, has to be for the women's tournament, like logo-wise in terms of whatever has to be on it, just make sure that 64 sets of them have that. All right. Certainly avoids a lot of problems. We try to make things too complicated sometimes. Most solutions, most, not all, but most solutions are relatively easy. And you just can't sit there all the time and try and make it more complicated because you're trying to justify your job. Let's give it to a subcommittee. We'll make a recommendation to a committee. Well, then everybody gets a say. It's okay. Put five people in a room, bang, bang, bang. We got it. We're done. 1 hour later. Can we go to lunch? Breakfast? Go to the suit's favorite lunch place. What's the suit's favorite lunch place?
I don't know. I have to think about that one. There's so many good choices.
I've seen you a lot. I know you eat lunch.
I haven't missed one in a while.
All I know is you're feeling a lot better. That's all that matters. We had a couple of issues the last couple of years, like a little hiccup here and a little hiccup there. You know, had a little COVID last summer. Got through that. I remember playing golf with you and then watching you struggle walk up a hill.
Oh, that was bad.
I mean, I mean, seriously, I was worried. I really was.
I've never in my life swung a club and have everything in the back lock up all at once. Ooh.
It was like, oh my goodness, that was terrible. See, then there was that time you were dancing on the table, but that was embarrassing. So yeah. Well, one of the keys to having my name on the show, as opposed to Dave Ritchie being the analyst.
I know what's coming.
I'm expected to talk. Chief.
I want you to know, I want it on the record that
Chief is the greatest.
He is. He is. But I want to duly noted that this year I made it a point to pause more often to give him an opportunity to jump in, and it paid off because he's really good.
So you went from once a half to once a quarter?
Once every other quarter. Which is kind of like once a half, but it sounds better.
Because I know the reviews I get on Dave are, geez, when Dave talks. Hey, it was a lot of fun today.
It was great being with you again, my friend.
You too, buddy. We had a good time. Hope everybody else did too. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.